Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is Melissa. We tried to podcast some other time, but it was just not inspiring for me to edit.
It was so long ago. We've progressed since then.
We're different now. We've grown.
The hair on my toes have grown.
The hair on my happy trail has grown.
I'm getting Botox next week.
I haven't gotten that in a long time.
You don't need it.
Thank you. My personality is so repulsive that it doesn't matter how much Botox.
It does not.
Unless the Botox would freeze my mouth. Then potentially I would be able to find a mate.
I should have taken the muzzle off of this dog that I saw today and just brought it to your house. You're the saddest bunch I ever met, but you can be bold, take the man.
You are sure to win. You're a spineless pale, pathetic lot, and you haven't got a clue. This is the forcing river, with all the force of a great typhoon, with all the strength of raging fire, mysterious as the dark side of the moon.
Well, we were in your new home. It's so beautiful.
Home now.
Everything you did to it. Yeah, you've been here for a little while now.
Yeah, the last time you were here, I was painting the walls and
yes,
sleeping on the mattress on the ground.
And now it looks so good. Everybody, Shayna has a beautiful home.
Yeah.
You should go cuddle with her in her bed if you're hot.
Your Highness, deliver conscription notices throughout all the provinces. Call up reserves and as many new recruits as possible.
But yeah, so I haven't done that many mics lately, but you seem to be getting around.
I want to try the one in PB next week.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, they give you a lot of time.
They give you 15 minutes. Someone told me that.
Yeah, 15. I did 12, which I've never done 12 before.
Yeah, but how do people sit through that? If the comic's not doing well. Ugh.
But like towards the end, it did get a little shaky. We just had to like start pulling stuff out of my ass.
Yeah, 15's a lot. But even for audience members to sit through 15 minutes for every comic, that's a long time.
Well, if they're good, it doesn't feel like 15.
Sometimes getting too much stage time, like too many minutes, it doesn't help me because I'm trying to like shorten and cut the fat. But then when you have like so much time, it's like you can just say whatever. I'm trying to really trim myself.
So what I've been doing is feng shui on stage. I will like just move things around, unplug shit, take my shoes off, take a nap. Like nobody cares.
Make sure the sun is facing the right way.
I feel like 3 minutes is
no,
not.
No, I can't anymore. Time is racing
toward us. Just get up and then I'm like, wow, I put makeup on for this.
For
and then
this.
Just get off.
So pack up, go home, you're through. The last time I did a 3 minute mic, like, there was one audience member who kept, like, not heckling in, like, a rude way, just, like, was enjoying my set and wanted to join in.
Speaking without permission?
They don't care. They don't understand.
Was it a man?
Yeah, of course.
They're disgusting.
No, they're men. Now you're going to have to act just like them, so pay attention.
I was trying to tell my joke, and then he was kind of joining in.
All right, that's it. Dishonor. Dishonor on your whole family. Make a note of this. Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow.
Then I was trying to not have him be part of it. But and then by then it was, I got the light.
Like, do you want to just get married or?
Right. I got the light and I'm like, well, I guess I can't tell the second half of what I was going to do. And the only reason I go to the 3 minute mic ones is because I live downtown.
No, I used to go there every night.
The only thing that I do like about Madhouse is they get the women up earlier on the stage. I would never, ever wait to be number 42 for 3 minutes. How do people do that? Wait like 2 hours.
You are not worthy of this spot.
And just the smell of the brick room, I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. Well, it depends on the night, I think. I think the more people in there and the longer you have to wait to go up, it starts smell weird.
Well, myself, I kind of like that corn chip smell.
There's no ventilation. There's no window or anything.
It's really great for COVID.
It's perfect for COVID.
It's a COVID room. They should just rename it to the COVID room.
Oh my gosh, literally.
But I like the brick room. I like the fact that I can see people.
Yeah, I like that also. I do like that room.
I don't know what it is with the lighting in a lot of these venues. Do they intentionally try to blind you?
I don't understand.
Like, what is the point? You don't need it this bright.
No.
No, it's not necessary. I can't make eye contact when I'm doing my fucking incest jokes. No one likes that.
It's so dark. And then the only time that I can see people is I put my hand over my forehead.
Yeah.
And then that looks so weird. You're like, you're on a safari, like,
well,
looking for animals.
Well, if you take a step back, then you're not really in the light, but you can see.
Mm. Well, hey, I've never had an STD, so I took my dad's advice to beware of men and their dirty dicks.
Well, I've never had an STD, but I should have gotten one, absolutely.
I know, right?
Well, actually, I had HPV, but I outgrew it, and it wasn't the kind with symptoms.
Oh, everyone has that.
Exactly.
It's like weird if you don't have it.
I never want to see a naked man again.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
My male alter ego was on Tinder, Gunner.
Yeah. Oh, you put him on there?
If you guys look up Loaded Gunner on Instagram.
Wait, he's not on Tinder.
He was. He got banned.
Oh, that's why you got banned.
I still have screenshots of.
That's so funny.
On his Instagram.
Okay, so let's just give like a little synopsis of who this Gunner is. Like, basically, it's a filter, right?
The male filter on Snapchat. I made him into a character.
How could I make a man out of you?
So the male filter on me looks like my brother. It's so weird.
Crazy. I kind of look like my dad a little bit, but my dad gets mad when people say that. I don't look like that.
Yeah, you're like, well, because Gunner wish you is way like prettier.
Literally. What up, guys? It's Gunner the Stun of Time. How's it going, man? My life advice
now
to you guys.
We're going to be interviewing Gunner.
Whatever's out there is out there, man. You just got to go for it, and nobody's going to be as good as life like I am, but, you know.
You sound like a New Jerseyan mixed with a Californian just retard.
That's him. Spot on. He's a pizza bagel, half Italian, half.
Does he deliver pizzas for his job? Is that his full-time gig? Or what does he do for?
He's a life coach. He used to work at Goldman Sachs, but now he just gets ladies in the Sachs. And he's a life coach. He's tied up in crypto.
So he's a pickup artist.
He's a pickup. Exactly. Okay. That's what he is. And he just has his parents' money. But he's always tied up in crypto. So he can only buy the first drink and an appetizer on the happy hour menu when he takes out the ladies.
That's fine.
He's a whole persona. Like, I talk about him as if he exists. But he exists inside of me.
When I have the filter on, I am my brother.
Let's do something with that. That's funny.
Like, because I'll Snapchat, like, my friend who knows my brother, and she, like, I'll make the same, like, facial expressions as him and stuff, and she'll, like, just die of laughter because it's just like him.
It's so good.
So I just got a new car.
After I see Shayna's car, I'm going to go drive home. It's been a long day.
No, for sure. This is probably perfect
I'm
amount.
So happy I got. Yeah, this is perfect. I'm so happy I got to see you.
I know. Me too. Well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go see. Guys, it's cold out.
I mean, you don't have to, but.
You always say that shit. Okay. I meant to bring this up to you. So whenever like, oh, I'm going to come over. You don't have to.
Well, because I don't want to make anybody feel obligated no, to do anything worse. They don't want
to
do. I'm like,
no, I will. I will if I want to.
Yeah, no, thank you. Because so like, fun. I don't want you to think that this is like some kind of weird.
And then I'm like, oh, because so I'm very.
Hostage-like situation.
I explain everything to everyone. I'm like, I'm doing this. I'm doing this.
No, that's a part of being a Jew. It's yes. like comes
then
with
you're like, well, you don't have to if you don't want. And I'm like, no, I want to. I'm just telling you what I'm doing right now because no, that's just how my brain that? Works.
So everyone says that. You don't have to.
No.
No, just me?
Yes, you say it all the time.
Well, because I don't want. I really don't want.
You don't have to say it to me. I'm your real friend.
I know, but I don't know that. You never know.
It's very true. Well, I do things that I want to do, so if well, I want to call you, I'm going to call you. If I'm going to come over, I'm going to come over.
Yeah, you have to come over more. Tired,
I'm going
to But you can't, you don't
out.
Have to be tired.
No, I don't have to be. I don't have to be anything, Shane. It's a hostage situation.
No, because I when you texted never me want that, people to go against, like,
it sounds aggro, though.
It is kind of aggro.
It's very aggro. You
and I don't
very,
know how to, like,
you
make
very
it.
Very aggro to me.
Because that is my attempt at being passive aggressive.
Yes, don't do it. I told you I like you.
Okay.
So don't do it.
Prove it. I'm just kidding.
I'm here.
You are
speaking
here.
Into
no,
this
and
microphone.
That means a lot. Like, I feel like actions oh and words are like.
No, I completely agree. My schedule just gets really erratic. Yeah. Sometimes I'll get like a last minute thing, but everybody who knows me knows that. So now you know.
And I'll walk you to your car after.
Oh, perfect. Oh, well, my bag's inside. I wish I brought it, but it's okay.
I'm happy you didn't.
I'm cold. That's why.
Oh, you're cold?
My arms.
I'm not. I don't know why.
These guns should keep me warm.
You know, it sucks being a woman.
It really does. I've just, like, kind of let go. Not let go in terms of, like, how I look, but just, like, more self-worth. I'm like, I am not I just my body.
And that's my problem, too. Like, my mom's like, well, why aren't you in a relationship? I'm like, because I fucking hate myself.
I feel like every time I'm in a relationship, it makes me hate myself. And when I'm single, I just feel so much more confident. Because you know what? Every relationship
I'm
in. Guys will gaslight me. They'll make me feel like I'm doing something wrong. And
yeah, but is just... that or we just have expectations for people we're dating? I think it's one more block.
I don't know. It just I'm just really happy to be single, honestly.
No, I'm that's
there's
what
so
I...
much more freedom.
It's the only thing I know.
My longest relationship was when I was 19.
I mean,
and it was for 7 months.
My longest relationship was 3 years. We lived together. But then I was like, you know what? You're way too nice for me.
Oh, no.
Like, he was so fucking nice. Like, and he was smart, too. And I was like, you know what? I need to go be with a tweaker. So.
Oh, you should have. Oh, that guy sounds wonderful.
He's great. Would you like his number?
I'm okay.
Like, I don't want him to be alone.
Oh, I'm on a no dating streak.
Yeah, no, I love being single.
Love it.
I just hate it when people are like, why are you single? Because I'm like, because. Like, why? For the same reason I don't have a job, because I'm bad at it. Like,
yeah, no, I'm terrible. It's not even that I'm terrible. It's just I haven't found someone I'm compatible with. And also, I have a very alpha personality.
Yeah, but then you get older, and then you're like, fuck!
I know,
like,
I know.
Running out of choices! Like, I used to have so many more matches on my dating profile. And I don't know if it's because, like, everyone's just taken, or if it's because I'm older. Like, I have no idea.
Shit, yeah, that's why I don't do dating apps at all anymore.
I don't really like them.
They're so the people here are so weird.
I check it once a month.
Yeah, I'll just check, but the people are so weird.
They are weird. They are weird. They are weird. Yes, absolutely. If they're good looking and they're on there, they're probably a sociopath. Like,
yeah, totally.
Like, why else would they be on?
Yeah. Oh my God, Shayna, how far is your car? I'm freezing.
Sorry, do you want my overalls?
My arms. There? Oh, it's just a block away, guys.
Maybe
we're
it's one more.
On the Appalachian Trail.
Sorry. I don't see it.
Could've just send
me a
picture.
I think it's one
more. Okay.
Hold on. Let me look. Oh, did I bring my phone? Motherfucker. Yeah, I did.
Oh, it's so cold, guys. I'm wearing a little like tube top. Okay, yes, but I wear a jacket when I go outside. And also now I'm a Californian. Like, I cannot do the cold.
I swear it was on the street, but I don't have my phone to like look it up. I'm so sorry. So I didn't think that you were going to be like this the whole time.
Well, you said it was like a block away.
It's been like 3 days since I moved my car.
Are you going to drive us back?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, that's so sweet. If my arms were, I love walking.
Just take off your arms. It's fine. but I do think it's the next block over.
Wait and see when we're through. Boys will gladly go to war for you. With good fortune
and a great hairdo,
you'll bring honor to us all. Our girl can bring her family great honor in one way, by striking a good match, as this could be the day.
Men want girls with good taste,
calm, obedient,
who work fast-paced, with good breeding
and a tiny waist.
You'll bring honor to us all.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.